Gold drew people to California. Sunshine and the entertainment industry helped to increase the population. A song written in 1963 became an anthem for the Golden State and lured more people out west. That same year, California became the most populous state in the Union. For Precedent the Creation, a series on the origins of American cultural icons, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports on the making of the Mamas and the Papas hit California Dreamin'.
In 1963, there were no Mamas and Papas. There were John and Michelle Phillips, ages 28 and 19, recently married and in New York on a dark and chilly night.
I had one of those infamous dreams.
John described the scene in a cable documentary for Bravo.
The words California Dreamin' kept going through my mind. I started working on some chords for the song. And I went through different chord progressions and things that I thought, you know, fit the melancholy of the song, you know? And that was California Dreamin'.
And all the leaves are brown and the sky's gray.
Michelle Phillips remembers it this way.
It was a very cold winter and I hadn't been home to Los Angeles in so long and I was so homesick. And John woke me up in the middle of the night, and he said, listen to this song that I'm writing. And I was really in a deep sleep, and I said, okay, let's hear it. And he sang, all the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. And I said, oh, that's really beautiful, John. And he said, well, help me write it. I said, I will, tomorrow. He said, no, help me write it now. So I made myself get up, thank God. And we wrote the song.
John Phillips, a talented folk musician, hated writing alone. When he hauled Michelle out of bed to help, she thought of something she'd done in New York a few days earlier.
I had wanted to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral. I just loved going into churches. And that's where we got the lyric for the second verse.
Could you say it?
Let's see. I walked into a church. I passed along the way, got down on my knees and pretend to pray. The preacher likes the cold. He knows you're going to stay.
California Dreamin'.
Yeah. On such a winter's day.
A song that came from a dream and from longing, the wistful wish to be someplace else. Someplace safe and warm. Once they recorded it with a new quartet they formed, their dream touched thousands.
You know, it's an amazing thing, but over the years, I can safely say that hundreds of people have come up to me and said, when they heard this song, they packed their bags and they came to California.
All the leaves are brown.
California Dreamin', with its close harmonies and touches of jazz and rock, meandered its way to the top of the charts. John Phillips put the song away without performing it. He and Michelle left New York's gray skies. On a camping trip to the Virgin Islands, they found sunshine, vast quantities of drugs, and a singer named Cass Elliot, recommended by another singer who'd been performing with her, Denny Doherty. Navigating various powerful pharmaceuticals, old cars, and assorted arguments and agreements, they formed the Mamas and the Papas and went to L.A. 1965. Singer Barry McGuire was making an album at Dunhill Records. McGuire asked Lou Adler, who ran Dunhill, to listen to some friends of his. On a break, Adler went downstairs to hear them. Producer Lou Adler's habit was to close his eyes so he could really hear the music without distractions. The group sang a few songs, including California Dreamin'. Then Lou Adler opened his eyes.
Well, I saw Cass, who was as big as Studio A and had this most amazing voice. Michelle, who is as beautiful as anything I had ever seen. John Phillips, who was, would become the tallest rock and roll star of all time. And Denny Doherty was the fourth, who was extremely good-looking. And they were all very, very dirty and funky and probably had been in those clothes for quite a while.
But their sound, the freshest thing Adler had heard. Hints of the high-lows and a little Four Freshmen with a rock and roll feel, courtesy of Michelle. The others were folk or pop singers. It just knocked him out.
I actually thought that must have been how George Martin felt when he heard the Beatles.
The group wanted to give the song California Dreamin' to Barry McGuire in thanks for introducing them to Lou Adler. They ducked into the studio and recorded backgrounds for McGuire.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
I've been for a walk,
on a winter's day.
And it just sounded so great. Lou took us out into the hallway, and he said, "We're not going to give this to Barry. We're keeping this. This is our first single."
Barry McGuire did put California Dreamin' on his second album, Background, by the Mamas and the Papas. A month later, the Mamas and the Papas recorded California Dreamin' as a single. It was released in the fall of 1965.
And nothing happened. It just sat there.
Every now and then, the group would hear it on some L.A. radio station, although Michelle Phillips will never forget the first time they heard it. They were driving around in an old 1959 Buick convertible with the top down and the radio on.
And we just all jumped for the volume control, and we were screaming going up Laurel Canyon. The first time you hear it, you never forget that. But then nothing happened, and then all of a sudden it broke in Boston. And once it broke in Boston, it was a huge national hit.
Maybe it took a cold place to make the song hot. They know snow in Boston. They know cold. You would dream about California, living through those winters. California Dreamin' was on the Billboard charts for 17 weeks. The Mamas and the Papas had a song the world still sings.
1, 2, 3. All the leaves are brown.
And the skies are gray.
I've been for a walk on a winter's day.
I'd be safe and warm, safe and warm, if I was in L.A.
The Mamas and the Papas broke up in 1968, just 2 years after their big hit. Last year, California Dreamin' entered the Grammy Hall of Fame. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.